Hey, friend, it's Waleed. I am Waleed, actually. So this podcast, of course, this entire podcast is for the creatives, for them to benefit and to get more clients and make more money. This particular episode is really aimed at the people holding a camera. So photographers, filmmakers, videographers. But wait, don't hit the button. Makeup artists, creative directors, editors, people like you. You're all welcome, because there is no way that you're not going to pick up one or two tips, something that will inspire you. So I encourage you to listen, but I want you guys to know that this is aimed at people holding the camera. All right. So a lot of people always ask me on my Instagram, which, by the way, used to be called How to Photograph, but I'm expanding. So it's at waleed.azami. Okay. So when you see that, that's the account that it used to be. But a lot of people ask me, Waleed, which camera do I need? Waleed, which lens? Waleed, which light? Waleed, which tripod? Waleed this, Waleed that. And every time I tell them, it does not matter. And that's not what they want to hear. I realize. I think that people really want me to say, oh, it's the Panasonic GH, whatever. It's a Sony A7, whichever. Which Nikon? Which particular Canon? Okay, look. Nobody cares. And I'm going to prove this to you in this podcast. So check it out, okay? So there's always a group of people that really want a particular camera model. No, and I'm going to tell you why it doesn't matter. I really hope this podcast changes your mind, okay? It's very common to think that clients care about your camera. It's common to think that they care what brand lens you're using and which kind of light, and if you're using real good gels or the cheaper versions. It's so common for people to think that. Let me tell you why, right off the bat, why that's complete BS, okay? So here's what a client cares about. The people hiring you generally are not creative types. What they care about is the bottom line, all right? So they don't give a damn. They don't know what a Canon is. They don't know what a Nikon is. They have heard of it, so it must be good. They don't know that on a certain thing, a Sony camera may perform better in a particular situation, super low light, you know, that better than a Panasonic. They don't know the difference between color of a Canon camera or lens versus a Nikon. They don't care. So just like you have no idea if they're using something in Excel, on Keynote, on Canva, on Google Drive, or Google Docs, you have no clue. And it doesn't matter, right? So I really want to make that point. What a client really cares about is something entirely, entirely different. So for a minute, I want you guys to put yourself in the shoes of your client. Okay, so who is hiring you? Who do you want to hire you? Are you a wedding photographer? What kind of bride or groom do you get? Food photographer, what about your clients? Or landscape people, what about your clients? Who's buying fine art? Who wants to have a commercial for something? So put yourself in their shoes. Put on their hat and just imagine what they're looking for, okay? First things first, they're coming to you as an expert in a position that holds a camera, a videographer, filmmaker, photographer, whatever it might be. They don't really know much. They know how to communicate the basic language to you. That's all that they know. Very few actually know what the camera means, what the models mean, what a particular lighting or a lighting modifier does. They're not interested in that. If they were interested in that, they would buy it. They have more money than you. They just do. Let's be honest about it. They have more money than me. They just do. They don't need you. Right? So if you say, I use a Canon 5D Mark IV and I have the 24-70 lens, but it has to be the Canon lens because it just has to be. It can't be a Sigma, it can't be a Tamron or a Tokina. It's got to be that L series lens and it's got to be Pro Photo Lights. It cannot be Neewer. Is that how you pronounce it? Or it cannot be Paul Seebuff. You're the only person that cares about that. Now, Profoto is a beautiful light, and Canon and lenses that they provide, they're beautiful piece of equipment. But let's be real. Your clients don't care about that stuff. You care about it. And when you say the clients care about it, you're the only person. Now, this is offensive, but let me just say it. You're the only person in the room that believes that lie. Because if a client really, really cared about these cameras, that would mean that they would know a lot more about the cameras. And if they were really hiring you for your camera, I'll say that again. If the client was really hiring you for your camera, what that means is they would have already bought the same camera as you. They have more money than you. If that was true, they would have already rented that exact same lens that you have. Actually, they can even get the most updated version, and they can even get two of them. You guys, you see what I'm talking about? So your wallet is nothing for your client. My wallet is nothing for my client, right? So they don't give a damn about the camera. They don't give a damn about the lens. They can put you out of business. They can get the exact same camera body as you today. Their line of credit is bigger than yours. Boom, you're out of business. What lens you got too? Oh, you know what? We'll get a couple of those too. Bam, out of business. What light you got? Let's get a couple packs. Done. You're finished. You're nothing, right? But that's not the case. That's not the case, and that's not how it works. And clients are not hiring for your damn camera. They don't care about it. Nobody cares about it. Only the new photographers, only the newest filmmakers, they're the ones that care. And the working people, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. They know that it's a lot more than that, okay? So that's where I want to put you guys. So what does a client care about? Like, how can you impress a client if they don't care about your lens, if they don't care about your camera gear? Well, they care about you. They're not hiring you for your lens. They're hiring that person holding the camera, looking through it with their eye, and that brain that is telling that eye and the finger when to push the button. That's what they care about. They care about your taste level. They care about your creative. They care about how you see the brand grow. They care about making the scene work and the coloring. They care about you coming in under budget, on time. They care about you being professional. They care about you giving them the best ideas, okay? Not their competitors. And listen, I mean, I'm not telling you who to take as a client or not, but that's what they care about. So they care that you are not going to waste their money. They care that you're going to give them the best products. They don't give a damn about your camera or your lens, okay? Because they can replace that, but they could never, ever, ever replace you. They could never copy you. Ooh, let me try that again. They could never copy you. They could never duplicate you. You are you. You are unique. I could never pick up the camera, stand right next to you, capture the same image of the same sunset the way you capture it. And you cannot do what I can do, right? That's the beauty of it. So people are hiring me, Walid Azami, to put my vision on their project. People are hiring you to make movies, films, commercials, photo shoots, okay? Same, you know what, for my makeup artists and stylists and stuff, yeah, they can go to the same showrooms, they can pick up the same makeup palette and brush, but they can't do what you can do. They don't have the flair of your hand. They don't have your eye, all right? So invest not so much in your camera gear. Invest in yourself, the person holding the camera, the person holding the phone, the person holding the laptop, the person holding the business together. That's you. Invest in that person. You don't need another $3,000 camera body. What is that going to give you, right? That's not going to give you anything. What that will do is just put you further into debt. So where should you invest once you have your basic camera? Invest in you, in workshops, in you. Now, this is why I have my masterclass. It's called 40 Days to Profit. It's just to tell you guys why I have the masterclass is because I've seen so many people pushing cameras and cameras and cameras. That's not what gets you hired. I'm still working on a 5D Mark II. We're in quarantine right now. A week and a half before quarantine, I shot a record cover. I shot a book cover. I shot a, what was my third job? My God, I forgot. Record cover, book cover. I shot something for a food company. And I just shot something during quarantine, food photography, for a major brand that's found in grocery stores. All with a 5D Mark II. If you're not a photographer, that's an old camera. That is a camera that's like tried and true. It is a workhorse, but it's probably a good 8 years old, possibly 9 years old. It's gone into repairs a couple times. I'm attached to it. I love it. Okay. They've never once asked me what my camera is. They've never once asked me what kind of lens I got. They know from the way I handle myself how I'm going to handle their business. But what I did do and what I did invest in is myself. I read a lot. I watch a lot of online workshops. I study a lot. That's why I have my masterclass. And that's why I'm teaching photographers now. Hey, take 12, 13, 14 years of my experience and get it over 40 days. That's why, by the way, the masterclass is called 40 Days to Profit, where I take you and I take you through the entire field of everything you need to know, including retouching and lighting, okay, pricing, getting marketing, everything done in 40 days. So that's what that is. Invest in you. If you don't want to touch my workshops, that's cool. I'm still happy to see you invest in you. But I'll say this about people's workshops, all right? Invest in the people's workshops who have already done what you want to do. There are people that say I'm a celebrity photographer, but they've shot some B-list person that was once in a reality show and they were pulling hair and it was one of those trashy. That's not a celebrity photographer. They say that they've been published in a magazine, but the magazine only has a PDF version and it's only the cover, but there's no inside of the magazine. No, you have not been published in a magazine. So go to the people, and there's a lot of great people that have these amazing courses. If you want to learn about a particular lighting style, look and see that that person has been published repeatedly, not once by luck, but continuously. That's the person you want to learn from. They've already done what you want to do. Look and see who has a successful business and who has expanded their business and has worked with the same kind of clients that you want to work with. That's the kind of person that you want as your mentor, not somebody who just has a course because they think that that's the new thing to do, right? So that's what I want you guys to do with courses. So you guys know my history, of course. I tell you guys, you know, here and there, but if you're not familiar with it, the link to my work is in the description, and I don't like to toot my own horn too much, but you'll recognize half of my portfolio. I've been very lucky to work with these kinds of names. So invest in you. Invest in the person. Invest if you cannot afford yet a workshop. Invest in you and give time. Time is expensive. Spend 30 minutes a day. Just 30 minutes. Set a kitchen timer. And invest in how you're going to use that old clunky lens. Because when you do that, you'll basically cream anybody that has the newest gear, but they don't know how to use it. Because they invest in the gears because they like to show off, but they're not smart enough to invest in themselves. Invest in you, and that investment will pay off tenfold, if not more. Okay? So I hope that that helps you. Don't worry so much about the latest brand of camera, lenses, lighting, gear, any of that stuff. Clients don't care about that stuff. Clients want your ideas. Clients want you to be professional, on time, under budget, be creative, be inventive, always keep them ahead of the curve, and they will keep hiring you. They'll keep giving you money because it's in their benefit to keep bringing you on. They don't give a damn about your camera, your lens, your light. Because whatever you got, they can buy the newest version and two or three of them. Okay? So I hope that that makes sense. If you're interested, by the way, in a photographer's photographer survival package, it's a free gift. That link is in the description. It's free. You're going to get 4 free gifts initially. Okay? They're going to come one day at a time. And then you're going to get some more surprises along the way. This is free. This is how to find your ideal client. This is how to organize your set, your photo shoot. This is the same daily planner that I use myself because no other store carried the kind of planner that I needed. So I designed my own type of daily planner you're getting. 4th one's a surprise. And then you're going to get some more bonuses along the way. Okay. I'm giving you these. These are free. Take advantage. They're free. I want you to win, okay? They are free. And then let's just go. Let's get you money. If you're interested in my masterclass, 40 Days to Profit, in those first few emails, you may or may not get a very special promo offer. It's a one-time price if you want to take advantage of it. If not, it's always available, but it'll be at a much different, higher price, okay? Just want to be very upfront with you guys. I hope you learned something new. If you did, please share this with somebody. I want everybody to win. There's enough room for all of us to win. And if you have an extra minute, I would so appreciate if you can actually go on iTunes, leave an honest review, tell others why this is a great podcast to listen to. And the more of us that do it, the more of us live by the same rules, the more of us win, the more of us change the entire industry for the benefit of us. All right. Thank you so much. I will talk to you guys on the next podcast.